This is a red alert update for everyone involved in crypto, because the new Resist Act that's being pushed by, well, Democrats and some Republicans, it's called the Anti-TikTok Bill, is actually, it's about crushing crypto and many other things. But crypto is one of the things that is in the crosshairs of this. And it is specifically named in the bill. Now, just to back up, the bill grants the United States government the right to basically sabotage, to interfere with, to mitigate, to criminalize, and to seize all assets of anyone at any time who is involved in anything that the government deems to be opposed to the national security interest. No rule of law, no due process. You have no right to defense. They're even banning all FOIA requests associated with this so that nobody, no journalist can actually cover how this is being weaponized against the American people. They say it's against TikTok. It's actually against the American people. And cryptography and cryptocurrency and e-commerce are all specifically named in this bill. I've read through it. They also name, by the way, biotech and robotics and AI systems and drones, autonomous vehicles, you know, driverless cars, all of it. But cryptocurrency is especially targeted. Now, those of you in crypto, you know that the Fed is pushing this new FedNow payment system that's being rolled out. And many of us believe it's the precursor to the central bank digital currency system that they'll try to push as a replacement to the collapsing dollar. And we know that the Federal Reserve has been at war with crypto for quite some time. In fact, I believe that the takedown of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank in New York and Silvergate Bank and so on is part of the war against crypto, because those banks were the primary on/off ramps to the crypto world. And Silicon Valley Bank was funding a lot of crypto-related projects as well. Now, of course, SVB had lots of other problems, like they've just focused on wokeism and gender virtue signaling instead of taking care of their clients' money, by the way. But they were also taken down. I think it was initiated, a bank run was initiated against them as an act of sabotage. And I believe that the players behind that are, in fact, linked to the Western financial giants like JP Morgan, which is tied in with the Federal Reserve in lots of ways. Too much to go into detail here. But here's the point. You know, in my history, I was very critical of crypto, the hype of crypto as the bubble, like people saying, everybody spend everything on crypto, mortgage your house, buy everything, Bitcoin's going to go to $1 million, et cetera. I was against the hype component of it, which has since collapsed, by the way. But I was never against the tech. I was never against the idea of peer-to-peer decentralized currency. In fact, I'm strongly in support of that. And lately, since the Western banking system has been collapsing more and more by the day, I've become an even stronger proponent of the idea of having alternatives to centralized banking. And right now, various forms of crypto can offer an alternative to people, especially if you want to be able to move funds around, because bank bail-ins are coming. We have that from Intel sources. Massive bank bail-ins are coming. So crypto offers an alternative that I think should be considered as part of a backup plan. I don't think that you're going to get rich buying and selling crypto, and I don't recommend speculating in crypto, and I do admit that crypto could go to zero, especially as the government declares war on it, which this is what they're doing. But it's difficult for governments to censor crypto. It's difficult to stop a decentralized system. They can segment it. They can stop perhaps some of the on-ramps and off-ramps. They can go after Binance, which they're doing, or, you know, Coinbase or whoever. But it's very difficult to actually stop Bitcoin or Monero or Pirate Chain or any of these other blockchain-oriented crypto systems. So enter the Resist Act. The Resist Act says that if anything in the world of crypto is being used to undermine the national interest or national security or to interfere with elections in the United States, then the U.S., it is said, the U.S. government has the right to confiscate everything from anyone involved in that platform. They can take your servers, they can take your digital wallets, your mobile phone, your computers, your house. If you conducted crypto trades from your house, they can seize your house under this law. They can seize your domain names. They can seize your bank accounts. They can seize everything, and they don't even need a court order. They don't need anything. They don't need rule of law. They don't even need to charge you with anything. The law specifically says that they can use any means necessary to mitigate, i.e. to sabotage operations, especially those in the electronic space, including e-commerce, by the way, operations that they claim pose some kind of a threat to elections or to national security or the national interests of the United States. And of course, they get to define that. So that could be anything. And it will be anything. It'll be insane, of course, how they ultimately decide to weaponize this. But make no mistake, those of you in the crypto space, you need to understand, if you don't already, the Biden regime is not your friend. The Democrats are not your friend. The system is not your friend. You probably already know that. But they're trying to take down crypto. They're trying to wipe it out. And this law, the Resist Act, which is promoted as an anti-TikTok law, is actually, it's an anti-crypto law. It's an anti-free speech law. It's a surveillance law to surveil the American people. This is a law that is the end game of total Orwellian domination over we the people. That's what this law is. It is extremely dangerous. It is the most dangerous law that I've ever seen, probably more dangerous than the National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA, signed in 2012 by Barack Hussein Obama. This is like a Patriot Act in the online realm. And they're going to use this, they're going to weaponize it against we the people, and they're going to say that anyone using crypto might be engaged in terrorism. Because, of course, they'll roll out some, you know, MK Ultra character that's maybe purchased a short-barreled rifle or an unregistered ghost gun using Bitcoin and also reads InfoWars and is a fan of Alex Jones and watches Tucker Carlson. It'll be like everything they want to attack all rolled up into one, and that'll be the patsy that they put out there for some kind of massive false flag operation where they literally murder dozens of children or people or who knows what. Or maybe they set off a bomb in some city and then blame it on this patsy. But they're coming after crypto. They're coming after freedom of speech. They're coming after the Second Amendment, the First Amendment. They've already obliterated, for the most part, the Fourth Amendment and the Fifth Amendment. They're basically trying to nullify the entire U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights. That's what this is. So anybody listening, if you're in crypto, understand the Biden regime and the senators, I think it's Mark Warner on the Democrat side who promoted this, but Josh Hawley on the Republican side supports this. And of course, Senators Susan Collins and a bunch of other Republicans, like a dozen Republicans support this bill. They are trying to take from you everything that you own and put you under a central bank digital currency system of total Orwellian control. They're trying to enslave you for the rest of your life and take from you everything that you own if you utter one word against the regime, like, oh, you don't think we should have transgender children. Oh, boom, guess what? You're a national security threat all of a sudden. You might be bringing harm to a trans person. That's what they'll say. And then from that, they can steal everything that you own. They can take everything from you. That's what this law says. So keep that in mind. They're doing this. They're trying to do it. Contact your senators, contact your state AGs even. We got to resist this at the state level too, but especially contact your senators and members of the House. Just search for the Capitol switchboard. You'll get a phone number there. You can call the switchboard, ask for your senators, and you tell them verbally, I mean politely, but firmly, that you strongly oppose the Resist Act and you won't put up with this tyranny and you need your senators to vote against it. Down with the Resist Act. It's a Trojan horse. It's a Patriot Act for America that would enslave our country and end all freedom as we know it. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the founder of Brighteon.com, also Brighteon.tv, and naturalnews.com. Take care.